Praise the Lord. Some of you have not met her before. Praise the Lord. She's actually our zonal coordinator. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I always say she has a lot of hats on. Praise the Lord. Yeah, she has a lot of hats on. She's a regional pastor, you know, a lot. Praise the Lord. You know, it's not easy to be here. It's not easy to lead. It's not easy to have a lot of, you know, titles. It's not about having title, but fulfilling it, you know, it's not easy. You know, so I want to appreciate her for taking her time out of all, you know, the things that she had to do to be here. Out of all the responsibilities, big responsibilities that she had to do. So I'm going to invite her. Let's just clap for her. Thank God for her life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. I want you to sing a new song unto the Lord. For the gift of life that he has bestowed upon us. From the bottom of your heart, what type of song did the Lord deserve this morning? So go ahead and sing unto the Lord. Open your mouth and sing. Song of praises unto your maker. For the gift of life bestowed upon you, do not forget to have the life of God inside of you. It is not you that is doing what you are doing now, but God that breathed upon you the breath of life. So therefore, sing unto your maker. Sing song of melody, songs of victory, songs of praises. Thank you, Jehovah, Yahweh of Judah, mighty God of war, mighty God of battle, the man of war. Thank you, Jesus, the glory and the lifter up of my head, the backbone of my Israel, Jehovah Nissen, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Meshkadishkeh, he that was, that see that shall always be. We bless your name, O God. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, ancient of this. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have worshiped. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so, our Father and our God, we want to thank you. Because you are the Almighty God and there's no God but thee. Thank you because it pleases you to set this week apart for the women of this wonderful church. Thank you, Lord. So many parishes, they don't even have any program for women. But for this wonderful parish, we set this week apart. Thank you, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Yahweh of Judah. Not only to set it apart, oh God, but to set it apart. And you gave us a team, women of impact. Women that we impact, that we touch, that we drop something down before they leave the surface of the earth. Thank you, everlasting Father. And we pray, oh God, that this conference, this seminar, will not be a waste of time in the mighty name of Jesus. Every woman that sat under the sound of my voice yesterday and those that are here this morning, I pray, everlasting Father, that by the end of today's service, they will be indeed women of impact in Jesus' name. Amen. They will first impact their family. They will impact their community. They will impact their nations. They will impact them globally in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you because you have heard us. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. As we have our seats. Good morning, church. I'm so sorry for coming late. Please pardon me. Hallelujah. How many of us were here yesterday? You do get something home? I can't hear your voice.
Yes.
Why is it just so cold? Is there any problem?
No.
Okay. So today we are going to start from where we stopped yesterday. Hallelujah. We discussed so many things yesterday. We spoke about Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 that says that for it is God who works in you and in me both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Hallelujah. That is, we cannot do anything good except the Holy Spirit, you know, comes upon us. We cannot impact our generation. We cannot impact our homes. We cannot impact our places of work if we don't have the Holy Spirit. So it is God himself, that is God the Holy Spirit that works in us, that touched our hands to go out and touch other people. Hallelujah. Both to do good work and to do his will and his good pleasure. We also spoke about the book of Romans 12, 1a, that we should not conform to this world. The world system says, you hate me, I must hate you back. Hallelujah. You don't give me, I must not give you. We should put all those aside. If we want to impact our homes, our generation, we don't have to conform. We have to leave the conformity of this world. We have to put it aside. Hallelujah. That is, if anybody hates me, I must not hate the person. How to impact people that hate you is to love them. When they hate you, you impact them by loving them. Praise the Lord. We also spoke about Matthew 5, 13 to 16 that says, you are the salt of the earth. God put us here, you know, to be salt upon the surface of the earth. We cannot impact our generation if we don't do what God asked us to do. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, can we project that as Ephesians 2, 8 to 10? Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 10. The person there yesterday was so fast. Praise the Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. 10. For we are his workmanship. Underline that in your Bible. We are God's workmanship. We are God's servants. We are God's disciples, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. He created us unto good works, to do good works, to impart, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. We have been called unto good works. That is Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. So therefore, we should see every day as an opportunity to make a difference in another person's life. We were created not for ourselves, you know, number one, for God, to give him pleasure. Number two, for others. You must look at people you must impart. Giving is not only the way you can impart. You can impart by sowing words into people's life. People that are down, you can encourage them with your words. Hallelujah. So we should see every day as an opportunity to make a difference in another person's life. So today we are going to look at examples of women that impart their word. There are some women in the Bible that impart their word positively. Do not forget, underline positively. They impart their word positively. Number one is Deborah. Judges chapter 4, verse 4. Can we project that? The Bible says, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidus, she judged Israel at that time. This woman had three offices in one. Number one, she was a prophetess. Number two, she was a wife, a mother. Hallelujah. She was a mother of some children. And on the last one, she was a judge of Israel. As we see this woman, a prophetess, answer to the call of God first. In our world today, we see other women. God has been speaking to them in their heart of hearts that this is what I want you to do for me in my house. Go out and do this for me. But they denied. They pretend to God as if they never had the voice of the Holy Spirit, not Deborah. Deborah God called her to be a prophetess. She answered to the call of God. In the household of faith, she was a prophetess. Do you know who a prophetess is? A prophetess is one that hears from God and sees from God. Whenever she holds the mic to preach, she will see. God will show her visions. God will show her vision. God will open her ears to hear. Imagine the women in this church, God speaking to your ears, what's about to happen to your family. It is not only the men of the house should hear from God. God also has created an office for you to hear from him. Hallelujah. God made Deborah to be a prophetess. Everything going on in our home, God will speak to her first. Don't forget, Deborah is a wife of a man. The man was also there. Never get jealous of his wife. Hallelujah. God must use somebody. Hallelujah. And God uses somebody. It's God's choice. God, nobody can tell God what to do. It's God knows who to choose. Hallelujah. Amen. And that doesn't mean the man is not living holy. God just loves to choose Deborah. Praise the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
A prophetess standing in the gap for the family, for the church of God. Hallelujah. And also for our nation. She will speak the mind of God to the people of God. The Bible says she was also the wife of a man. Submissive wife, down to heart. Hallelujah. And also a mother to children. She never said because she's a prophetess, then she will not be able to be submissive to her husband. No. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Also the judge of Israel. In Israel, in those days, we have 12 judges. Out of the 12 judges, Deborah was the only female. We have Samson, we have some other people there. Deborah was the only female. And the Bible says she sat under the juniper tree, judging Israel, telling people what to do. What was she doing? Imparting. She was imparting. She was sowing seed, navigating people's life to God, telling people the mind of God, telling people what to do. Hallelujah. It is not only the men that can impart. You too can impart. I too can impart. We can impart in different forms, different ways. Hallelujah. Just like Deborah. That will not permit me because by 11:45 I have to leave this place. But Deborah imparted a word.
Hallelujah.
She imparted a word. She dropped something. She was there. She never failed in all these three assignments. She was a great mother, a great wife, a prophetess, and also she had a secular job. That secular job is that she was a judge of Israel.
Hallelujah.
A judge of Israel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She never failed. My question now for you, women in the household of faith. Are you imparting your word? Are you part of the category that always say, the work is for the pastor alone. The work is for the ministers of God in the household of faith alone. The word is not meant for me. This church is meant for the pastor. At least the pastor is a pastor. Let her do all the work. Let him do all the work. Everyone Jesus called, he called them publicly. And everyone created, we are created for a purpose. In your purpose means going out to do your purpose to impart the word. My purpose, by the grace of God, is to go out and evangelize. I do that almost every morning, standing in the subway, telling people Jesus is coming soon. Give your life to Jesus. I am imparting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Some people's purpose was to wash the toilets. Paula White started from washing the toilets. She washed toilet for years. And one did not promote her from toilet to the children department in partner watch. The later God brought her down from children department, and God made that to be a voice that everybody wants to listen to her now. Hallelujah. So look deep into your life. What has it called you to do? There's something that God has told you to do. There's something. There's no vacuum in nature. There's nobody created without a purpose. He told me also to be a voice for women. That is a purpose. When Oshinashi died, I never see her before in my life. I told the men in our church that when a woman do something bad to you, the next thing to do is not to beat her. You can walk out. You can walk away. What else can you give to a woman that gave you, how many children now?
Three.
That gave you three children. She got pregnant. Is it three? She got pregnant four times. She went to the delivery room four times. She wasted blood four times. Life is in the blood. Every time blood comes out from a woman during childbirth, it makes them to hate. She comes back home cooking, washing, doing everything, making sure everything is okay at home. She came back to church fulfilling her purpose. What else can you do to such a woman than to decorate her with love? I learned that the money this woman made goes to the man's personal account. What else do the man want from her? My advice for every man in the house this morning: what you can do for your wife is to love her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lavish love unto her. Every woman that loves her husband sincerely and genuinely can go anywhere. They can go far to make that man to be prosperous in life. We are Christians, but in the world, I have seen people that are not Christians just for their husbands to make it in life. Another man slept with them. If you can just make my husband be okay, I'm fine. We can do that. But a woman that will treat very well, that you challenge and you tell her that thank you for raising these children for me. If you can love her, she will go extra length again to do more for you. Hallelujah. Can I hear you guys? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beating, slapping, kissing, words abuse, just talking anyhow to a woman. That is not the key. It's not the key. If you see what women are doing now in this world, and at the same time, they still submit to their husbands, they still submit, they still bow. They still submit. Before they take any step in life, they still ask their husband, sweetheart, do you want me to go ahead and do this? It is not compulsory. My husband has to earn more money than me. The person that earns money, everything boils down from God. The Bible says, what is it that we have that is not given to us from heaven? He's the giver of everything. He knows what to give. So we don't need to be jealous of each other at all. If anybody comes home with a lot of money, let's embrace it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Everything that belongs to my husband belongs to me. What belongs to me belongs to him. There's no difference at all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we should keep on loving each other and pour more love unto every woman in the house. This is not easy. We all do secular job. Women also do secular job. They, after getting off from work, they still come home, stand to cook. The men will be sitting down watching TV. The woman will still be in the kitchen. After cooking, she will rush down again to pack the laundry. Am I do I have a witness in the house?
Yes.
She will still go all up, say, find the laundry, come all up, help the children to do their homework. She's a multi-purpose woman. What is coming to such a woman? Don't wait till her birthday before you give her gifts. Don't wait till Mother's Day before you give her gifts. Don't wait till the day that we are celebrating day before you. Let love flow every day. Let gifts flow every day.
Yes.
I expect the men to be talking, but nobody is talking. Hallelujah. Deborah fulfilled her purpose. She imparted her word. You too can do the same. She was a three-in-one woman. She did it very well. Number two, what about Esther? For Deborah, do you know what Deborah did? The battle a man cannot fight. Deborah fought it and she came back with victory. The captain of the battle of the country then said that, I cannot go. I'm afraid to go. There's no way I can do this. Deborah said, don't worry. Immediately, the Bible said, I arose in Deborah, the mother in Israel. She got up. She followed a man to the battle. If her husband has been keeping her quiet, has been asking her not to talk, not to be active or effective, how can she do that? Charity begins at home. Boost up the confidence of your wife. Hallelujah. She told the leader, don't worry, I will go with you, but the victory will not be given to you as a man. It is a woman that will come back home with the victory. And the woman came back. That woman, the enemy has been tormenting Israel all this while. This woman came and just hit something on his head and the man died. That is the woman. She imparted and keep on imparting. And also, she prophesied that God said a woman will give Israel victory over their enemies. And there were men there. Not that men cannot do anything they can do. God did not put any man down. But God chose to use a woman at that particular time. I pray the Almighty God will continue to use you in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I said, what about Esther? A pageant queen. God, you know, in these days now, if anybody goes out to contest for beauty contest, they will tell all that the person is an unbeliever. No. This just happened, especially at this dispensation, that anything can happen at any time. Esther, a child of God, she went for the beauty contest and she won. She was picked, she was chosen. And when she got to the palace, the people of his nature, they were going through turbulence, danger. And his uncle said, can't you hear what we are going through? Don't sit down in the palace. Do not just sit down there and be enjoying yourself and be eating chicken, jollof fried fried rice. If relief and deliverance come from other places, then you and your family will be in serious trouble in Israel. This statement alone caused Esther to rise and said, although I cannot go to the king, because if you get to the king without being invited, it can cost your life. But I don't mind. I will go and see the king. He did not invite me, but I will go there. If I perish, if I die, I die. That is a great impact. She stood for her family, for her people. She said, if I die, I die. Then she said, please, people of God, and people that are taking care of me, let us go 3 days faster. This is all Esther did. And victory came over to Esther.
Hallelujah.
So imparting is not necessary, you have to give money. You can give your time. You can give your body by fasting, denying yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can give your time. You can give anything you have apart from money. Because when people say, impart and give this, the first that always comes is, they are going to ask for money. It's not about money. Esther did not give money here, but she gave her time. She denied herself of the delicacy of the king in the palace. She denied herself. And imagine, through her 3 days fasting, the people of Israel in that land, they received deliverance.
Hallelujah.
That is impact. How many people calling us from home that we should help them? And just ignore them. We don't care about them anymore. We know they are going through turbulence, going through suffering. We just put our eyes against them. It is high time. We are not God. You cannot do everything, but do whatever you can do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is high time we do something. We impart. Send people to school. So many people back home looking for ways to get education. Send people to school. If it's only one child you can send to school, take that child and send him or her to school. After you've left, in the whole day, they'll be talking about you. That is impact. If you don't have parents, you can look for true parents in the church that you have to be giving something to. Because living is sitting. Hallelujah. Whatsoever you do now, it will bounce back. That's life. When you give them, when you two get old, not only your biological children will give you, but other people will also come and give you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Esther said, if I die, I die. I don't care what is going on. Either they invite me to see the king or they don't invite me. I am going. Why? Because of my people. They are going through hell outside. There's no hell in the palace, but there's hell out of the palace. And she went to the king and she received favor. There's no way you impart and you will not get favor.
Amen.
Whatever you drop in the area of impact, favor will come to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Time will not pass. I have 3 minutes left. What about Ruth? What about Lydia? What about the woman with alabaster oil? Look at Ruth. Imagine Ruth did not make that statement to Naomi. That, how can I go? How can I leave you? Don't forget, Naomi had no child again, no husband. She left Israel full. She went back empty. That will not be your portion.
Yeah.
She came out of the land of Israel with her husband and 2 sons. But when she was going back, she went back empty and dead, nothing again. And Ruth said, why should you send me away? I pray that in life, it's not the only you.
Amen.
You will always see supporter. You will always see people that will assist you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
She said, why should you send me away? Wherever you go, I will go. Naomi was addressing 2 people, but only 1 person answered. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. That is great impact. In these days, some people will say that, we don't even know what type of woman is this one. In our own eyes, our children died. Her husband died. She's a witch. But the words Ruth spoke out to Naomi encouraged Naomi to keep on going on. Say, no, I can't leave you. Do not send me away. Your people will be mine will be yours. Wherever you go, is where I will go. Those words built up the confidence of Naomi. And now everyone start calling Ruth and Naomi together. Because now Ruth did not allow Naomi to go back home empty-handed. He did not allow Naomi to go back empty-handed. She followed. What about Lydia, the lady of purple? When she died, people were weeping. She's a very wonderful woman. She's a good woman. she did this, she did that. People that she has impacted, start speaking well of her. What about the woman with an alabaster horn? She gave all that she had in life and poured it in the feet of Jesus. What about that? She saw that, what else? Why am I keeping this? This man saved my soul from destruction. What else can I give to such person? Then she knelt down, brought the alabaster on, poured it on Jesus' feet, and used his long hair to wipe it. So many people have done something great in the Bible, but this woman was mentioned as well. The woman with the alabaster on. I pray the Almighty God will bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So bow your heads down. I want you to start talking to God. Where have you failed? Where is that area God has spoken something into your life to do? And you have been resisting. Nobody can resist the Holy Spirit. You have been resisting the Holy Spirit, telling God, you don't have time. I don't have time. I'm working. I'm in school. I can't do things. I don't have the ability to do that. I'm a stammerer. I cannot talk. Giving diverse of excuses and delaying the work of God not to move forward. Go ahead and talk to your maker to have mercy today. Jehovah Lord, have mercy today.
Amen.
You are the God of mercy, Lord. I receive grace to do the right thing. I receive grace to answer to your call. I receive grace to walk in your precepts. I receive grace to follow your commandments. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and talk to your maker to have mercy upon you. Pardon, O God, no more excuses. No more excuses. I am ready, O God. The Bible says, he that putteth his hand on the plow and looketh back is not worthy of the kingdom. Salvation is not all, but after salvation, you have to walk. W-A-A-L-K and walk. W-O-R-K with God. Lord Jehovah, give me the grace to walk and walk with you. Let me give me the grace to walk with you and work for you in the name of Jesus. That walking means that you want to impact somebody. You want to impact somebody. Lord, let me walk, W-O-R-K, for you, with you, for you, Lord. Let me impart my word in the mighty name of Jesus. Give me the grace of God to impart my word. Lift up your voice and talk to your maker. The grace to impart my word, give it to me this morning in that name of Jesus. After today's message, oh God, I want Lord Jehovah to give me much more grace to be able to do what you have been speaking to me about all this while in that name of Jesus. No more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more excuses, no more procrastination, no more in that name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed.
Amen.
Is that here? You are not giving your life to Jesus. Thank you. Do not forget, it will be so hard to impart lives. Hallelujah. You are not giving your life to Jesus. You can please do that now. Because without salvation, to impart lives, it will be difficult. I pray the Almighty God will bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.